Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
.122-115. Napier up ahead. Payton, here's Brown. Troy Brown Jr. Smart move. And now they can essentially dribble it out. There's tenths of a second difference. The Wizards will take the season series 3-1 over the Knicks.
Oh, yes! A victory! Wizards Talk presented by Geico. Travis Thomas here with Quentin Mayo. Chase Hughes down at Capital One Arena. 122-115. Wizards win! Wizards win! Down goes Frazier! 122-115 over the Knicks, although the Knicks are not
Don't
Frazier.
Compare the Knicks to Frazier.
Yeah, I got a little...
Are you kidding me?
I got a little excited there.
They threw out Spike Lee. They told Spike Lee to go through general admission.
I may have.
I can hear you. Gary Carter's trying to set me up about which Frazier went down.
Oh, he doesn't think you know who Joe Frazier is.
It's Joe freaking Frazier. Are you serious, Gary? Don't come and talk in my ear.
That's insulting. Come
in the screen and say it to my face. How about that? We got a show to do.
Oh, we might get a little Frazier for real in here.
Oh, and guess who's going down?
Gary.
The one with no knees.
Gary.
In the big gulps.
Gary.
Bring the show in.
122-115. Wizards win over the Knicks. Thank you, schedule makers of the NBA.
Mm, don't thank them too fast.
Let's just focus on tonight, shall we? I mean, when things aren't going well, play the Knicks.
Right? It's easy. That's the formula. You know what? If the Wizards played the Knicks every single night, I would go out on a limb and say the Wizards would be favorites to make it to the finals.
Yeah, I mean, look, this was a bizarre game. I want to bring in Chase Hughes because, for me, It was a bizarre game at the start because there were two major lead changes early in this game. First quarter, Wizards up big. Second quarter, you turn around. The Knicks are up big. 18 was the biggest lead for the Knicks, 14 the biggest lead for the Wizards. They all came early. And then it felt like second half, it was more even of a match in the third quarter. And then in the fourth, the 12th round, if you will, I mean, really, the Wizards provided the knockout punch. So, Chase, we'll go to you. Give me your one-word recap, because I was thinking bizarre for my one word, but I think I may switch it up. So we'll start you with the one word.
Chase, the dream.
I'll go with spark, because this was such a weird game. The Wizards were up 14 in the first quarter.
Yep.
Then all of a sudden they were down, I think it was 18 at one point. And Scott Brooks said he was looking for a spark, so he went on the bench and brought Gary Payton II to change the tone of the game defensively. And I think he did that, and I think it rubbed off on other players. Shabazz Napier all of a sudden got scrappier on the perimeter. Thomas Bryant got better defensively. So I think this could have been a disaster. If you lose to the Knicks... Oh, man, that would have been tough. With 2 days off and the schedule about to get tougher, they're lucky they won this one, and I think Gary Payton II changed the game.
Yeah, I'm with you. For me, I'm going to go energy for a lot of the same reasons that Chase said.
Yeah.
Look, for me, seeing Thomas Bryant again, 14-10.
Finally, yes.
Finally, right? How often have we been saying, especially on Wizards Outsiders, for who needs to step up? It feels like it's his name every single game, every single show we do. And we finally got it tonight. I thought Rui even bounced back and had a lot of energy tonight. We talk about the rookie wall with him, Chase, you, me, and Quentin. And tonight, I felt like he had his confidence. He went 12-7. He played really well defensively. Mm-hmm. He played pretty good as well. And then obviously Beal being Beal.
Yeah.
But overall, I even saw Bradley Beal at one point doing push-ups. I mean, it was just energetic. And, you know, not a lot of people in the crowd, obviously. So I know it's hard at Capital One Arena to really get that kind of energy going. But I felt like the team had it tonight. That's my word.
My word is pay. P P-A-Y. And this is my thing. I'm going to give Shabazz Napier all the credit in the world. I'm going to start the campaign to pay Shabazz Napier this offseason to bring him back as a vital part of this Wizards team in 2021. Because here's the thing. Tonight, he had 21 points, 6 assists, 2 rebounds, and 3 steals. Shot 50% from the field. But what he did tonight, 20 points and 3 steals, has only been done by one other player in a Wizard uniform this season, which is Bradley Beal.
Yeah.
The last 11 instances that this has happened for the Wizards, it was John Wall and Bradley Beal. The last 11 wow. times it's happened, 20 or more points and 3 or more steals, and Shabazz has only been here for 14 games.
So right. get rid of
leadership,
Smith.
All those things are showing up, and I just love what I'm seeing from Shabazz. So,
Quinn,
I mean, I would bring it back next season.
If you pay Shabazz next season, then what happens to Ish Smith?
Ish is already under contract for next season. You'd have to pay
yeah,
Shabazz
a lot. You
got John
Wall, too. How much money are you going to give the point guards?
He's not only a point guard. Shabazz Napier is also a 2.
A
he can play the 1 and the 2. He's actually a scorer that's had to assume some point guard responsibility.
By the way, since they acquired him, the Wizards are a top 12 defense based on defensive rating.
So what are you sitting here arguing with me about why we should pay him and why we shouldn't
because
pay him?
Because there's a salary cap,
Quentin. You're
going
to go through all that and then go sit here and say, well, by the way, this team is way better when Shabazz Napier's here. Pick a side, Mr. Loose Neck Collar Man.
No, you know what? The flip side of that is they're way better without Isaiah Thomas defensively. Hey, and what did you just say about my collar?
Loose Neck Collar Man.
You know what? I actually wanted to apologize to you, Quentin. I didn't mean to outshine you on your own show. I didn't know it was Casual Tuesday.
Oh, shots fired.
You know what I've realized about Chase? You know, Chase doesn't get to be on the show often. So what he does, he relishes these moments. He sits down in his little hut at home.
His hut?
He sits and instead of paying attention to the finer things in life, he writes jokes and tries to come and talk about me on our show. So I'm going to let you have this one, but it's okay. Because I'm not sweating.
Hey, Quinn,
did you win the Frisbee golf game today?
You're lucky my IFB is messing up and I can't hear you, but I could tell it was a bad joke.
Chase, ever since I can remember.
Look at this split screen. What are we doing?
He said Casual Tuesday. Chase, ever since I can remember, you've been popping your collar. So you just keep doing you, all right? It sounds like you would not pay Shabazz Napier. Am I wrong about that, Chase?
Look, I like Shabazz Napier a lot. I just don't see how they can do it because Ish Smith is, by the way, probably on a bargain deal, $6 million, I think, next year. With John Wall making $40 million, I mean, how much money can you give your point guards? You got to get a rim protector.
Yeah.
Bro, Shabazz.
You got to pay Davis Bertans.
Shabazz's last contract was like 2 for $4 million. Like, what? He's not going to be breaking the market with what he wants next year, especially if you can join a team like the Wizards, who should be a playoff-contending team next season, get your name out there, be a baller, and then flip it maybe in another 2 years. Or he can sign a one-year deal, whatever. If he's on a team that's contending, he can get another bag next season. We talked about this in Outsiders. Looked at guys like Quinn Cook on championship teams, low-key guys. They get their bag because they're on a good team, and then they leave after that. Quinn Cook did it with the Lakers. Ian Clark did it before that with Golden State in 2016. You got guys like that. All Fred VanVleet was just a point guard that just came and tried to back up Kyle Lowry. Now, he's better than Kyle Lowry, in my opinion, but that's for another day. He's going to get a bag this offseason, too. Get on a team that contends. Get your bag the next offseason. It's easy math. It's easy.
Chase, would you like a rebuttal there?
I would also say this. When John Wall comes back, there's only going to be so many minutes to give point guards. It's not just the money. It's also the minutes. But look, I like Shabazz Napier a lot.
And he's a combo guard, so I call him a point guard. Next topic.
I think he can play the two, but then I wonder about Jerome Robinson, too.
And Garrison Matthews, if you want to keep him.
Right. Well, there's that. But I'd be
don't
cool.
open up that Chase.
I mean, what if they like? What if they draft LaMelo Ball or Cole Anthony?
Listen.
Look at what y'all allowed Chase to do on the show. I just want to let you know that y'all invited him here to do this. Throw a wrench in all the logic that we have around here.
Are we ready for?
Hey, I'm not the one saying you should give Shabazz Napier a max contract.
Did I say that?
You did not say that. Are we ready?
Just making sure.
Are we ready for LeVar Ball around here? By the way,
I would love LeVar. Indeed.
You would?
Yeah.
Chase, would you?
I mean, it would be great for page clicks and web traffic, so absolutely.
You're not saying
I think LaMelo Ball's pretty good, too.
He's really good.
He's good. He's the best one out of those brothers, right?
Yes.
He's better than Lonzo.
And Zoe's been playing really well.
I don't know. LiAngelo just signed in the G League.
Oh, you know what,
you
Chase.
Invited him. That's you know your guest. I'm Chase. Trying to get Tony Massenburg or something. You brought Chase.
Chase, talk to me about the front court, please. I brought him up earlier, Rui, Thomas Bryant. I thought they showed up big time tonight.
Yeah, both those guys had bounce-back games. Thomas Bryant got abused by Bam Adebayo in the last game. He came out, played really, really well. And Rui Hachimura, it's interesting. We talked to him and Bradley Beal after the game. Bradley Beal said that he kind of took Rui aside after practice yesterday and said, look, man, you gotta learn how to deal with the pressure. You got to start tuning out all the noise. I know you got a whole country behind you, and you're this rookie who has had some success, and you're getting a little bit of hype.
Yep.
You got to be able to tune that out. And I thought it was interesting, kind of showed Bradley Beal's role as a leader in this locker room.
Yeah, I'm with you. And to me, too, the really on the defensive side, I thought they did a good job, not just offensively with their stats. That guy was hype, wasn't he? Yeah. But stopping Julius Randle. I mean, look, we talked about outsiders, how we were kind of worried about him. And even though it's sad he's the Knicks box office piece, still, at the same time, he is their best player, and I thought they did a really good job on him defensively as well as what they chipped in offensively.
Yeah, I mean, Julius Randle's a guy who had 30 or more points in two of the three meetings against the Wizards this season.
Right.
Every one of those games, his points, rebound, and assist total was 34 and a half, and he blew those out of the water. At one point, it was like 52 on, December 20th? Something like that. So he usually plays the Wizards pretty well. Tonight, you contain him a little bit. And, you had an all-around good game. Bobby Portis, man. Like a Bobby Portis revenge game.
Yeah, but
20 points.
But let's be honest about Bobby Portis. I want to be respectable because the last thing I want is for him to come down here to see me. Okay,
yeah, he's watching, Travis.
Right.
He's watching with both eyes.
Yeah. He sees everything. With those eyes, he sees it all. Yeah. Okay?
He's about to see what you're about to say.
Here's the deal, though. If Bobby Portis is your leading scorer, I feel good about my chances to win. And that's exactly what happened tonight. In fact, it was him and Frank Ntilikina. So
Frank was...
I'll pronounce that right. Good for you, man.
Yeah, I'll take my chances with those two. Thanks.
Well, I guess some teams would feel the same way about Bradley Beal. If Bradley Beal goes off for 40 points, then we have a good chance of winning because nobody else is gonna get buckets.
Bro. You just put Bobby Portis and Frank Ntilikina in
the formula you're presenting is that if he's our leading scorer, then we have a good night. People are like, if Brad can get you 40, the stats prove that once he scores 40 more points, the team loses more oftentimes.
Well, what happened tonight?
They won the game.
Right. And he was your leading scorer and he had 40, and they got a dub, did they not?
I see that the logic on this show.
Hey, Quinn's right here, Travis.
Thank you, Chase. Jeez. I try to bring logic to the show, and y'all just shut me down.
Yeah, usually the sweet spot is kind of like 30 to 35 points, right, Quentin?
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Chase, whose side are you on?
Chase Houston is a steam writer.
I'm on your side, Travis, but I got to give credit where credit's due.
He's an esteem writer for NBC Sports Washington. Okay, he has awesome stuff on our website. I'm one of his number one fans, actually.
What is happening?
Chase, you look awesome tonight. What? Have you been getting sleep?
You said his collar was...
Have you been getting sleep?
You look like you starched your shirt and everything. Dog, you're looking good, bro.
I appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, that's love, man. Me and you all the time.
I'm getting my shine on, man.
This is, I just don't.
That's love.
What's happening here?
That's love, bro.
I don't understand what's happening.
I love Chase, man.
I mean, you guys really, you literally just went at it, and then this turned into a love fest. And I was the one that was right with the point.
Me and Chase have never had a disagreement. We've never been on
different
pages. It's all television.
It's all love, baby.
Yes. Everybody eats around here, Travis. Where's your plate?
Okay.
Shout out Marjorie Gortat, who, you had a piece about Marjorie Gortat saying he was wrong. You want to talk about that, Chase Hughes?
I think we're good here.
Well, hey, all credit to Chris Miller. He was on the Wizards Talk podcast, Marjorie Gortat, and said that he regrets having too big of an ego toward the end of his tenure here with John Wall.
Look how I lobby. Yeah. It's me and Chase picking rolls, baby.
Thanks, Lob City. Chase, we appreciate your contributions this evening. So you guys have a love fest and get out of here.
Thank you, guys. Hey, and Quentin, good luck in the tennis match you're going to play after this.
you just love ruining a good thing, don't you? You know what? Go start your neck. How about that?
Welcome back to Wizards Talk presented by Geico. It's a real marquee matchup when Bradley Beal and the Wizards head to Boston to take on Jason Tatum and the Eastern Conference rival Celtics. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. on NBC Sports Washington and the My Teams app presented by Sandy Spring Bank.
The boys from the Lou, baby!
That's what you have to add to that?
Yes.
Time now for our stat of the night.
Look, this came back a little earlier than we expected. I usually have time to use my hand motions. You writing notes?
I have notes. What do you want from me?
Okay. Can you read it?
That was good reverb, by the way.
Thank you.
Our stat of the night. I can't read it. Good call. Davis Bertans joins the 200 made three-point club. Ooh, say that three times.
Though. No.
200 made three-pointers club.
There you go. Do it again.
I'm all right.
All righty. Travis
Thomas.
It's
the fifth time in franchise history this has happened. He joins Bradley Beal and Gilbert Arenas. Mm. You know, it's interesting that we have the stat of the night because I'd like to go there.
Uh-oh.
Davis took a lot of threes tonight, I felt like, that I saw. All right, he was 3 for 9. He did not take a 2 all night. Well, then.
Good.
He had 11 points. I mean, he was chucking them.
Good.
I'm all for the catch and shoot. But one thing I notice that I don't care for with him that I see sometimes is he'll take it. He'll try to beat you off the dribble. No one's going for you going to the basket, bro. Like, we know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Right? He'll take a couple dribbles. The defender does not move. And then he'll pull the three.
Here's my thing with
Donovan. And I don't feel like he makes a lot of those.
At this point in the season, this is his game. I think what he needs to do to be a better all-around player is work in that in-between game. You see, we jokingly say if it's not a three, Davis can't make it. Like, oftentimes this season, he struggled on finishing at the rim. He struggled on mid-range jump shot. I don't know the last time I've seen him make a mid-range. But right. If you put him behind the arc,
tonight.
Like, the shot is just way too close for him. He has to be behind the arc or at the logo for him to make shots. So this offseason, for him to really secure that bag that he's looking for to be a vital part of this team next season, you got to be able to work in between that three-point line and in the paint. He has athleticism. He can dunk on you. He can finish.
He can.
You saw the game he got hurt. What was that? In Detroit. Mm-hmm. He was trying to bang on somebody's head and mess around and pull his quad or something like that.
Who's that told us overseas he was actually a dunker?
Jared Jeffries.
Yeah.
Jared Jeffries. Right. He had two ACL replacements or surgeries.
Right.
And he still has sneaky athleticism, but he was more of a slasher overseas. I want to see that Davis Bertans that can get you some mid-range, some two-pointers. Maybe even, he's 6'10". Maybe even turn your back to a guy and do a little turnaround pull-up or something
kind
like
of
that.
A little Dirk.
Yeah, a little Dirk action. Diversify your game.
Can he work with who's the guy you always talk about with Brad? Can he work with him?
Drew Hanlon. I mean, you look at his resume. Drew Hanlon has all the best guys there.
Look what he's done with Brad specifically, though. Brad was a three-point shooter who could go inside, I would think, more than Davis did or can. But ultimately, Brad really refined his game, and now he can do everything.
Yep, same thing with Zach LaVine. Look at the guys that Drew Hanlon primarily works with. Him, Zach LaVine, Jason Tatum. These are one of the more complete players
well-rounded
in the NBA. That's going to be something interesting to watch. I can't remember the trainer's name that worked with Dirk Nowitzki.
Me either. He was awesome.
That was Drew Hanlon that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there was a trainer that worked with Kevin Durant and Dirk, and I can't remember who that was.
He had like really unorthodox kind of things too. Dirk doing.
I just read that in the article. That's crazy. But he has to get with somebody to kind of diversify his game. I think he'll be good this offseason, though. Gives him an offseason to change it up.
Next time on Wizards Talk presented by Geico, that will be our stat of the night. That guy's name. Just to show him respect.
Yes.
I mean, he built Dirk.
He did.
Like a well-oiled machine. If I'm Davis Bertans, that's the guy I'm modeling my game after.
After Dirk?
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
I think more players should do that.
And Davis also can play make. Like, he has an underrated, sneaky passing ability that you can only show that off more when you have the ball in your hands, where you can beat somebody off the dribble.
Yes.
You can actually find your own shot outside of the three-point line. If he can start slashing and setting guys up, backdoor cutting, pulling up for a mid-range instead of just, if it's inside the three, I can't shoot it, he'll be a way better player. And he'll fit that, what he's looking for, $17, $18 million. He'll fit that.
Davis was really the only guy off of the bench that did much tonight. I mean, Mo Wagner chipped in a little bit, but for the most part, I thought the starters did their thing.
Gary just got in my ear.
Going double figures.
Gary just got in my ear. It's Adam Harrington, who was that trainer. So that's.
I thought it was a more obscure name than that.
Adam Harrington's kind of obscure.
No, it's not.
Adam Harrington?
Yeah, that's like that's an everyday name.
When is the last time you've met a Harrington?
I feel like there's a lot of Harringtons out there.
No, it's not. You've met a lot of Adams. Harrington is very
specific. Met a lot of Adams. We have some Adams here.
We do.
Harrington is a common last name, Quentin.
Adam Harrington, though?
Yes.
No, it's not.
You look in the phone book right now. Well, matter of fact, you don't know what a phone book
is. I know what it is, but I know you don't have one, and I'm not going to look through another one.
You don't know what it is.
The Yellow Pages.
Let's go around. Oh, maybe you do know what
you
it
like
is.
That. Wait. Around the league.
Come on.
Around the league.
Come on.
Around the league. Around
Yellow Pages.
The league.
Yellow Pages. Yellow Pages.
Uh-uh. No free promo. We'll give them no free promo phone book.
Well, you had the Celtics money line tonight. Congratulations, Quentin Mayo.
Yes.
114 to 111 over the Pacers. They clinch a playoff spot.
Sure do.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago Bulls, 108 to 103 over the Cavs.
Kobe
White did his thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And thank God for that, because no one else cares.
Okay, that's
They both stink.
Travis Thomas analysis of that game.
They're both awful.
Presented by Geico.
Rockets, 117-111 over the T-Wolves. Rockets trying to get back on track, clearly.
Yes.
And I feel like the Magic have been sneaky good as of late, Quentin Mayo. 120-115 over the Memphis Grizzlies. Do you think Memphis will get that 8th seed in the West?
Oh, that's tricky. I think they will, though. I think they're holding.
You do?
They're still the current 8th seed now, I believe.
They are. I mean, they lost tonight, so we'll see.
I think they'll hold on to it.
You do?
I do. But it's between them, It's between the Pelicans.
The Pelicans, I think, might get
it. It's one more team that is fleeting my mind.
Is it the Kings, maybe? I think the Pellies. I feel like the Pellies are going to get in, ultimately. The NBA wants to see Zion.
A first-round matchup between LeBron James and Zion Williamson.
Yeah, right. Not to say that Ja isn't awesome, obviously, but I think the NBA would rather see LeBron versus Zion, don't you?
There's also a lot more ties. You got that whole AD trade.
Oh,
you got
right.
Zoe,
there's
who's
that.
Been playing well. I think Zoe has been shooting over 50% from three-point range his last four
there's
games.
There's more storylines.
Also, Brandon Ingram. That guy's all NBA whispers.
Yes.
Was he on the all-NBA team? I don't think he was on the All-Star team.
All-Star team?
Was he? I think he was on the All-Star team. So he's had an incredible year this year.
He's so low-key. I just don't even know he's there.
It's New Orleans.
No, he was like that with the Lakers, too.
Well, he wasn't this good with the Lakers.
Well, he wasn't. Yeah. And, in fact, his time with the Lakers was mainly, man, if this kid can live up to what? Potential.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Now it seems like he is, but he's in New Orleans. And he has Zion on his team, so he's overshadowed with that, too.
Kind of want to take back all that love I gave for Brandon Ingram because he had a losing record and made the All-Star team, unlike our guy, Bradley Beal.
Good point.
So how about that? Brandon
That's
Ingram.
A good point.
You can take all that.
Okay.
You could just erase it.
Just relax.
If this is on DVR, erase the last 5 seconds of me praising
what?
Him because I don't care about Brandon Ingram anymore.
Wait a minute.
Bradley Beal's all NBA.
Okay.
Did I mention that?
All right.
All right.
Relax.
And another thing.
Oh, okay.
The Wizards won.
Yeah.
Take that Julius Randle. I'm not shouting out Bobby Portis because he's the great guy. Best guy I've ever met.
You better leave him alone.
Ooh-wee.
Crazy eyes.
Good to see Thomas Bryant going, look at Chris Schneider, our producer.
122-115. Wizards win. Wizards win. We'll be back with the upcoming schedule. Wizards Talk, presented by Geico.
Can we get Spike Lee?
Upcoming schedule, presented by WeFixMoney.com, where you could get up to $2,500, sometimes within 24 hours for any reason.
Here we go, a hellacious schedule upcoming for the Wizards, starting, is that Friday night? In Boston.
That's Friday the 13th.
Oh, it's Friday the 13th
on top of that.
But wait a minute now. Boston clinched tonight, so maybe they rest everybody.
Don't matter.
It don't matter.
No, it doesn't matter, dog.
So you're going to tell me if Jason Tatum's taking a little rest, that doesn't matter? You're going to tell me if Kemba's chilling out on the sidelines in a three-piece suit, three-piece and a biscuit, that doesn't matter?
You ever heard of Jaylen Brown? You ever heard of Marcus Smart? You ever heard of Daniel Tice? All those guys are in.
They're all good. They're all good.
All good.
But they're not Tatum or Kemba.
Tatum and Kemba.
Who?
Tatum and Kemba, them boys.
Sometimes we get a little country on this show.
Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker could not play against a team like the Knicks tonight and beat them by 40.
Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker could not play against. That has nothing to do with the Wizards, Jack.
No, I'm saying we're talking about how good this Boston team is, even if they rest. Is what I'm trying to say. Tatum and Kemba could take a rest, and that Boston team could still beat that Knicks team from tonight by 40.
Who cares about the Knicks?
Bro, you're not listening.
I'm listening. You're saying.
Gary, am I making sense? Like,
the team is good enough to beat the Knicks by 40 without their best players.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with the Wizards. Without their best players.
You brought up the Celtics.
I'm saying.
If they're resting, that we have a chance. I said that team is still good without them.
They are, but the Wizards can win without their best players.
Let me tell you something.
We are not the Knicks.
Well, let me tell you something. Tatum is playing, and Kemba is coming off an injury, and he's going to play. So how about that? So go ahead and take your dreams, crumble them up, and throw them away. Them boys is good, mama.
Nah, Friday the 13th, stranger things have happened.
What was that star? What just happened on this show? Oh, my gosh. Help us, please.